theme is coming from Hebrews chapter number 7, verse number 25. It reads, "Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." Again, that's Hebrews chapter number 7 and verse number 25. Now, on last week, we pulled out that word "them." It helps us to better understand that everybody's not going to be saved. Everybody is not going to be saved. I know we've been to several funerals, and all the funerals that we've gone to, we've never yet seen anyone say that this person has gone to hell. But according to the scripture, everybody's not going to be saved. The scripture specifically says that this salvation is only to them. To them. And you should ask yourself, who are the them? The them are those that are saved, those that have been saved, those that have come. According to the book of John, let's go over to the book of John really quick. John chapter number 14. John chapter number 14, starting at verse number 6.
And Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
No man cometh unto the Father but by what? Me. Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." Many people have wasted a whole entire lifetime trying to prove Jesus wrong. When he says that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, I think everyone would do themselves good if they just focused on following behind Jesus. Stop trying to look for alternative ways. Jesus is the only way, right? Jesus is the only way. He says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the what? Life," right? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, it's good for us to understand that even while he was yet teaching his disciples, and this is one of the lessons that he was teaching them, preparing them for his departure, he says, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The next verse says what?
It says, "If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also."
Right.
Henceforth, you know him and have seen him.
All right. There we go. That give us further proof that where we are at is the truth. And when we have a good, clear understanding that Jesus Christ is God, you're in truth. There's not another God. When you're looking at Jesus, you're looking at God. You say, "Well, I thought God was the Father." Jesus said, "You can't see the Father without seeing me." Right. Right? Jesus says, "You cannot see the Father without seeing me." Right. He says, and not only see him, but you also do what? You know him. Right. Right? No one is trying to take your mind off of that knowledge but Satan. Right. Satan doesn't want you to know who Jesus is. Right. Doesn't want you to know it. He doesn't want you to know that Jesus is God. He doesn't want you to know it. He doesn't want you to understand it. He doesn't want you to seek after Jesus. He wants you to be worried about everything else. He wants you to figure out, "Well, which way should I go? All this information that is out here, who's telling the truth? All of these things that are out here, I'm trying my best to live. If I do this, I do that." Jesus already told you, "I am all of that. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." He says, "If you had known me, you also know the Father." You don't have to go look for who God is, right? If you know Jesus, you know God. Come on, that's true, saint. You got to have that fixed in your mind. If I know Jesus, I know God. I'm not looking for another God. That's right. I'm not looking for another God. I don't care what a book says. I don't care who comes and talks to me and tells me all kind of historical facts as they understand it. I know who God is. I know that Jesus Christ is God. He didn't become God. He's always been God. There's always been one, right? Never been three. Never been three. There's always been one. That the enemy has tried to brainwash people's minds into thinking that there was more than one God. But according to the scripture, there's always been one. In the book of Deuteronomy, it says that, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one," right? That's right. He's one. He's not two. He's not three. He's not five and eight. He's one. And he says, when you've seen Jesus, you've seen God, right? So I thought God is a spirit. He is. I thought you can't see spirits. You can. Well, if Jesus is God, how in the world, if God is a spirit, how can he be seen? It says the scriptures specifically say in Hebrews, just like the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he likewise took part of the same. In other words, God as a spirit took part of flesh and blood. He came in the flesh. Came in the flesh for what purpose? To suffer, right? That just like the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he likewise took part of the same. That through death, he took part of the same that he could taste death. Taste death for who? Every man. He wanted to taste death for every man. He wanted to make a way. He wanted it to be factual. When he say, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I'm the light," he don't want you to be able to look at nobody else. He said, "I've come to taste death for every man." And then he says, after he went through death, after he faced death, and when people started talking to him saying, "Don't you know I got the power to spare your life?" He said, "No man takes my life. I lay my life down freely, and I've got the power to raise it back up again." Scripture says that they tried to put that big old stone in front of his tomb. He moved that stone out of the way, then put the grave clothes right there and said, "Come and see the place where he laid it. He is not here. He is alive. He has risen just like he said." And he showed himself by many infallible proofs for 40 days, preaching and teaching the things pertaining to the kingdom. Then he told him to go and wait into the city of Jerusalem. Wait until you are endued with power from on high. While he testified and said this thing to them, a cloud took them up out of their sight. It said when they left that place, they ran back to Jerusalem with great joy, great anticipation, and went into that upper room and began to cry out to Jesus in prayer and in supplication that the Lord would fill them. That's right, saints. Come on, we can't take our prayer and supplication out of us. I don't care what we are going through. I don't care how busy your schedule is. You've got to stay before Jesus. You've got to cry out before Jesus and ask the Lord, "Jesus, fill me. Fill me up. Jesus, I don't want to have room for nothing else. I just want room for you," right? I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't want a substitute, you know, or artificial. I want the genuine gift. I want the real gift of the Holy Ghost. Whatever the Lord got for me, I want to open my arms up and receive it. That's true, saints. I don't want anything fake. I don't want anything wishy-washy. I want the real Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost that is able to keep you from falling. That Holy Ghost that is able to present you faultless. Huh? Before what? His presence with exceeding joy. Right? That's the real Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost that'll comfort you. In other words, that'll stand and speak for you. That'll help you with your weaknesses, your shortcomings. That won't allow you to be ashamed to say, "Jesus, help me in my hour of need. I'm not looking for flesh to help me. I want Jesus to help me get through this. And when he gets me through it, I'll praise him. I'll thank him for his goodness and his mercy shown towards you." To me, right? The undeserving man. That's the truth. Come on. He went down into the lower parts of the earth. Scripture declares that. The same one that ascended up, he descended down first. Even into the lower parts of the earth. And he led those that were in captivity. Captivity what? Captive to death. Death had people held. Before Jesus died on that cross, death had people held. From the days of Adam all the way to the thief that was up on that cross. Death had people held. They could not get out of death. They were trying their best to figure a way to get out. Huh? Come on. They were sad looking down there. Come on, waiting to see who had the power to unlock the door to hell. Who had the power to unlock the door to death? Who could get me out of death? Come on. When one writer said, when Lazarus even got down there, Lazarus was down. Lazarus had just overcome the flesh from the dogs licking him, desiring to eat from the crumbs from the rich man's table. Lazarus had a hard life. Come on, he had a hard life. But that brother endured. And when scripture says when he died, behold, the angels carried him and placed him into the bosom of Abraham. Huh? Abraham was still waiting. Huh? Come on. Abraham was still in the place of death. Still there waiting. And Jesus told you how Abraham felt while he was waiting. Jesus said, Abraham longed to see my day. Huh? Longed to see what day? Longed to see the day when the door was going to be open. And death was no longer going to have dominion over all of those that were waiting. Abraham was waiting. And Jesus said, Abraham longed to see my day. And when he saw it, he was glad. Huh? He was glad to get out of death. Come on, that's how you and I should be. When the Lord gave you an understanding of who he is. When he gave you an understanding that he is God all by himself. You ought to be glad that the Lord showed the keys to hell and death and dangled them in your face. And let you and I know, if you want to get out of death, you better follow behind me. Huh? Don't be looking for a substitute. Don't be looking for a quick fix. You better be looking at me. Why do I need to look at you, Jesus? Because he says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. I believe Jesus went down to the place of death. And he picked up that same message. And I believe Abraham heard that message. And not Abraham alone, but Lazarus heard that message also. And all of those that were in the place of death, they heard that message. Heard what message? Jesus went down into the lower parts of the earth. And he preached to those dead souls that I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And not only that, I'm your access. I'm your way out of this place of death. Come on. Come on. That brother was dead. Lazarus was dead. His sister said, Lord, don't move the stone. You're going to bring shame to our family. He stinks. He's been dead a long time. He said, if you want to see the power, you've got to believe. You've got to know that I am he. Who are you? I am the resurrection and I am the life. Huh? Even though you're dead, you got to look to Jesus if you want to live. Huh? Come on, if your body is racking with death, when the death angel hovering over your body and your body feel like it can't move, you got to look to the resurrection. You got to look to Jesus and say, Jesus, you are my life. Jesus, you are my life. If I want my limbs to move like they're supposed to move, Jesus, you are my life. Don't let the devil suck life out of you. Look to Jesus. Look at him. He's the way. He's the truth. He is the life, right? You got to know it. Ain't that the truth? You got to know it. I can preach it till I'm blue in the face. But you got to know it. You got to take this word and say, Lord, I believe it. I believe it. Even though you know things are going hard for me, I believe it. Come on, saints. Even though life is working against me, come on, you can feel it. You can feel the struggle. You can feel the resistance. You can feel the hindrance, but you have to have faith. Huh? You have to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Even though you can't see it, you still got to believe Jesus, right? You got to take him at his word. You say, Lord, you declared in your word, even when you be somewhere by yourself, you try everybody and don't nobody seem like they can help you. And you just sit there and start crying. You got to fall back on the word. You got to fall back on the word. You got to say, Jesus, you promised in your word. This is what your word said. Huh? And even though your everything seemed like it's in your face, trying to tell you something different than the word, you got to say, Lord, I believe you. Huh? Help my unbelief. Help my doubt. Huh? Help my confusion. Help my question mark, Lord Jesus. Come on, Lord Jesus, help me. Huh? Help me to understand. Help me to understand who you are. I need to know it. Huh? Come on, is that what that verse says? Verse number 7. Don't you forget it. 14 and 7. If you had known me, right? You should have known my Father also. Huh? And henceforth, after the Lord gave you revelation, don't you let the devil steal your mind. Huh? Don't let the devil steal your mind. Lord gave you revelation. He opened up your understanding. He gave you insight to who he is. You've been going along all of your life with no understanding as to who Jesus is. He opened up your mind and gave you understanding to know that Jesus is God. He's not was God. He's not can be God. He is. He's a very present help. Y'all believe that? Jesus is a very present help. He's a very present help. The Lord is here for you, saints.
Huh?
Lord is here for you. I don't care what you're going through. Lord is here for you. All you need to do is just reach out in faith. You ought not to let the devil steal your faith. You ought not to let the devil do that to you. You ought not to let the devil put the blinders on your eyes. Don't you know if your eyes and your mind are blinded, it's not Jesus that's doing it. It's the gods of this world. Scripture told you the gospel be hid. It's hid unto them that are lost. You ought to say within yourself, I don't want to be lost. Huh? Now when Jesus said, I'm the way, ain't no reason for me to be lost. Now when Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, that means I ain't got to be lost. Huh? I might not know how to get over to North Philly. I might not know how to get to Connecticut. But one place I know how to do, I know how to find eternal life. Huh? Come on. Come on. I know how to find eternal life. Eternal life is in Jesus. And I'm not going to let the devil blind my mind to the fact that Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. He said, if you had known me, you've known God himself. Huh? And you just don't know God. You've seen God. Huh? Don't you know the Father is God? Huh? Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and my Father are one, right? Isn't that a beautiful thing? I and my Father are one. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You got to stop looking at Satan, and you need to stop looking at Jesus. You need to stop looking at the liar and start looking at the truth. You need to stop looking at the murderer, the one that steals life, and look at the one who is life. Jesus is God, right? Come on, is that a beautiful thing? You got to declare it. You got to declare it. Jesus is God. I'm not taking nothing away from Jesus. I'm not taking away nothing from God when I say Jesus. He want me to use his name. Y'all understand that? Someone, I think we need to re-indoctrinate ourselves. Huh? We've been hearing God all of our lives. That stuff been brainwashed in us. Say, first giving honor to God. I thank God. That stuff been brainwashed in you. You need to walk into revelation. This is a new day. Lord brought you out of darkness. He brought you out of the question mark. He done opened up your mind to truth. And who is the truth? Jesus. You need to have new revelation. You need to have a new language, a new tongue, a new way of thinking. What is that new tongue? Everything you do, you do it all in the name. Huh? Come on, saints. You do it all in the name. I greet my brothers and my sisters in the name of Jesus. I get up out of my bed in the name of Jesus. I brush my teeth in the name of Jesus. I wash my body and put clothes on my body in the name of Jesus. I go up and down the steps in the name of Jesus. I go to my job. I go to the doctor's office. I go to the grocery store. I go on a corner in the name of Jesus. Whatever I do, in word or in deed, I do everything in the name of Jesus. When I get on my knees and pray, I pray in his name. Huh? Come on, saints. Don't let the devil take the name away from you. You ought to exalt the name in everything that you do. You ought to lift up the name of Jesus. When your body is sick, you touch that area of your body in the name of Jesus. Don't be ashamed. Do it in the name of Jesus. Put Tylenol down. Put Bengay down. And put the name right in its place. Say, Jesus, I can't see how you're going to do this, but I'm going to ask you in faith. Step into the mighty way. Prove yourself strong, Lord Jesus. Prove yourself strong, Lord Jesus. You made this body. You got the power to deliver it, right? Huh? Whatever you do. Huh? Come on, saints. Whatever you do it all in the name. Huh? You go to bed at night in the name of Jesus. Before you even shut your eyes, you ought to say in the name of Jesus. Keep me during the night, Lord Jesus. Huh? When your mind get funny, you ought to say, Lord Jesus, help my mind get on track. Fix my face, Lord Jesus. Fix it in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you sin. The devil has sucked the joy out of me. And you ain't going to get the joy back no other way. But you're going to get it through the name. Huh? If you got the Holy Ghost, I mean the real Holy Ghost, you got that joy in the name. You didn't get that joy no other kind of way. You got that joy in the name. If the Lord ever removes sorrow, come on, saints. Sometimes life does it to us. Life will knock the wind out of us. Not life will make you sit and be feeling sad and feeling down. Huh? But you got to say, hold up. Jesus done conquered death. I shouldn't be sad. I shouldn't be down. Ain't no reason for me to be sorrow. He done told me in John chapter number 14, let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. If you believe in God, believe also. Huh? Come on, you got to believe in Jesus. No matter what, you've got to believe in Jesus. Don't let the devil snatch your faith. You got to believe in Jesus. When trouble is all around you. Huh? Come on. Trouble is all around you. That's why sometimes you got to turn off that news. You got to turn off that news. You got to turn off them radios. And you got to put your mind on Jesus. Come on, all that news is not good for you. Even when the folk on the news is laughing, it's not good for you. They're not laughing about Jesus. They're laughing about liquor. Huh? They're laughing about a new album. They're laughing about a new dance. They're laughing about some new food. They're laughing about a new restaurant. They're laughing about a new club that's opening up. But my joy comes from Jesus. Jesus is my joy. Jesus is what puts a smile on my face. Jesus done bust through the pains of death. Jesus done bust through the pains of sorrow. And he has proven himself to me. He has proven himself to be a God that never leaves me. God that never forsakes me. even when my mother and my father are nowhere to be found. I thank the Lord that I had that name to call on. Even when the sorrows of death, the pains of death tried to hover over my body, I still had that name to put all of my trust on, right? Now it's up to me to lean on it. Huh? It's up to me to lean on it. Yeah, Elder Scudder, you got to lean on that name. Huh? When your mind is confused, when you don't know which way to go, huh? When that devil is all around you, whispering death, huh? Whispering negativity, all in your mind, you need to lean to Jesus. You need to know that there's a rock. Huh? Oh, yes. There's a strong foundation. Huh? There's a tried and a tested stone who has proven the test of time. He does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? Huh? Come on, he's proven himself time and time again. He's trying to show me he's worth my trust. Come on, saints. Jesus is worth my trust. Jesus is worth my faith. Huh? Come on, he's worth of it. He's worthy of it. You ain't got to wonder. You're not saying, oh, is the Lord worthy of it? Yes, he is. He's worthy of it. Even when you can't do no more, you got to say, Jesus is worthy. Huh? He's worthy of everything that I have. Why? Because without him, I can't do nothing. Come on, he's opened up your understanding to this thing. Without him, I can't do nothing. In him. Huh? Come on, saints. In him, I live. He's my life. In him, I live. I move. Huh? Y'all don't get it. You can't move without Jesus. In him, right? Huh? In him, I live. In him, I move. In him, I have my being. I'm here because of Jesus. I'm not here because of no medication. I'm here because of Jesus. He kept me. Huh? All of my life, he kept me. Y'all understand that? This ain't just no title. This is my life to the uttermost. This is my life. Jesus reached way down in the gutter and he picked me up. From out of the muck. Out of the miry clay, right? Every time I rejected him. Every time I turned my back on him. Every time I questioned his power. Every time I questioned his authority. He proved himself faithful. Any other God would have left me. But he proved himself faithful. He stayed right there. He stayed right there until I got my mind straight. He stayed right there. Until I got my mind straight. Jesus stayed right there. He let me wallow in all my mess. He let me pay attention to a devil that did not love me or care for me. He let me put my trust in that old devil. Until it proved that devil wrong. Until I came to the understanding. Satan, you are a liar. Satan, you don't love me. Satan, you don't care for me. You ain't got my best interest at heart. You a cheat. You a crook. I had to get to that understanding. I had to go there. I had to go around like Goldilocks and try bed to bed and seat to seat and bowl to bowl until I found truth. Till Jesus removed the blinders, I asked him. Yes, I did. I asked. He didn't force it on me. I asked him.
I said, Jesus, show me the way. Jesus, show me the truth. Jesus, show me life. And I thank the Lord he had mercy on me. Huh? He had mercy on me. He didn't just have mercy on me. He had mercy on you too. Each and every one of you. Lord, have mercy on you. You're not here by mistake. The Lord had mercy on you. Huh? If it was up to the devil, you would be dead. Huh? But he let you stay around long enough. Huh? So that he could preach truth to you. Huh? And you got to say, Lord, I'm not going to harden my heart. Huh? I'm not going to harden my heart. I'm going to receive with meekness this word. Huh? Stop looking for another one. Receive with meekness this word. Huh? What word? The word of Jesus. Receive with meekness this word. Why? Because it's got the power. It's got the authority to save your soul, right? Some folks let the rain stop them. Yes, they do. They let the rain stop them. They let pain in their body stop them. Yes, they do. Huh? They let this brain stop them. Huh? They let their circumstance stop them. Huh? They ask, I ain't got no money. They let it stop them. You won't see a sign on this building. They say you can't come in unless you got a dollar in your pocket. You don't see a sign on this building. They say you can't come in unless you're walking. Huh? You don't see that kind of sign. You don't see a sign on this building. Say that you can't come in here unless you smell fresh. Unless you got clean clothes. The doors are open. Huh? To who? To whosoever will. Huh? Whosoever will, let them come. Let them come and drink from the fountain freely, right? Hold everyone that thirsteth, right? Come, buy a drink. Even if you ain't got no money, come, right? All you got to do is have a made up mind. What kind of mind? Mind to say, I want to be saved. By any means necessary. Lord, I want to be saved. Your knees start hurting, sit in the chair. But don't let that stop you cry. Huh? Your chair, the chair's hurting your backside, stand up. Huh? But don't let that stop you cry. Say, I just said, I can't kneel, I can't stand, I can't sit. Lay down on the floor. Huh? Don't let it stop you cry. Huh? Come on. Say, I'm sweating. But don't let it stop your cry. I say my voice is hoarse, but don't let it stop your cry. Huh? Tell God I can hardly lift up my hand, but don't you let it stop your cry. Huh? My belly is hurting. All down in the bottom of my gut is aching, but don't let it stop your cry. This poor man cried. Huh? How bad do you want it? This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to stop worrying about other people hearing you. Huh? And you need to get the attention of Jesus. Huh? You got to stop telling everybody else your problems. And you need to fall on your knees and cry to the Lord. You need to make your requests known to Jesus. Huh? You need to cast all of your cares. Huh? All of your concerns. Give them to Jesus. Yes, you can talk to this one and you can talk to that one. But life has already taught you. They can't do nothing about it. Only one that can solve your problem is Jesus, right? He's the only one that can do it. Don't let them devils make you feel bad and feel down because you have an understanding. Them devils will try to get to you. Brother Jones was talking about this morning. Devil try to yell across the street with him. Tell him, go do this. You ought to go do this. No. He got to have the same faith I got. Huh? Come on, that's true. You got to let these folk know they're on their beds of affliction. Don't be trying to pull me down with you. You got to have the same faith that I got. Come on, y'all understand this? Where is your faith? Come on, ask them. Where is your faith? Faith got me up this morning. Come on, did you understand that? Faith got me up this morning. Faith got me putting my clothes on. Faith got me to moving. Even when everything else was telling me, don't move. Faith got me to move it. Why? Because I had expectation. Huh? I had expectation. I wanted to see Jesus. I wanted to see Jesus for myself. I wanted to see Jesus for myself. I wanted the Lord to prove himself to me. I wanted to feel the presence of the Almighty God for myself. I wanted the Lord to turn my frown upside down. I wanted the Lord to give me joy unspeakable. Joy that I can't even put words to it. That's why I came. I'm looking for the Holy Ghost to move any kind of way. Every time I come in here is a tarrying time. Y'all understand this? Every service is a tarrying service. I'm just waiting for Jesus. Come on, saints. We ought to be in here waiting for Jesus. We ought to be looking to him, right? Saying, Joe, Jesus, I don't know how you're going to show up, but I'm looking for you, right? I'm looking for you to show up. I'm looking for you to show up. I'm looking for you to take control of this mortal body. Come on, saints, is that the truth? I'm looking for you to quicken me. Y'all know what quicken means? It means to be made alive. I'm looking for the Lord to quicken me. You might have a part of your body that's dead. Many of your hands won't go up like they should. Say, Lord, I want my arm to praise you. But my arm won't go up like it should. Lord, quicken it. Lord, quicken my body. Come on, Jesus. My tongue won't praise you like it should, right? Lord, quicken my tongue. Why? So I can praise you, right? Is that the truth? He's a quickening spirit, right? Meaning he makes things alive. Is that the truth? Jesus makes things alive. Don't y'all understand that? You ought to be a witness. You ought to be a witness. What was your witness? I was dead. I was dead in trespasses and in sin. I had no mind to serve Jesus. But he quickened my mind. Y'all know why y'all in those red seats? He quickened your mind.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he did. There are other places out in this city. Got more folk than we got. You talking about instruments. They got more instruments than we got. They got trained professionals. Y'all understand that? They got the politicians and everybody else sitting there. They raise way more money than we get. And we ain't even trying to raise. Y'all understand that? Maybe they ain't clicked in your mind yet. But it ought to click in your mind. We not here for no money. We not trying to raise nothing but the name. That's the only thing I'm telling you to give a little bit more. You would say, Elder Scudder, when are you going to tell us to give more when you're on your knees? I'm going to say, lift him up a little bit more. Call his name just a little bit more. Say, Lord, I want a little bit more, Jesus, right? I ain't looking for your money. I got a job. This building is paid for. Say, Elder Scudder, what about the lights? They got flashlights. Let the electric man cut the power off. We got flashlights. I just want you to see that's not what we raise. See, if you raise Jesus' name, he will take care of everything else. He's a provider. He's a provider.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was telling my brother that the other day, like a couple of months ago. Things shut down for him. I said, brother, Lord, take care of you. Lord just opened up the door for him, let him get all the overtime he wants. I said, man, you making way more than you were before you started running up and down that highway. Took the mop out your hand and everything else, didn't he? Let you make way more than what you was making before. Who could provide for you like that but Jesus? Y'all understand that? We're the ones let ourselves get all worked up. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm... Well, who do you have? As I said, where is your faith? Where is your faith at? My faith is in Jesus.
You ask me, I'm going to tell you. You can do it. You ask me, I'm going to tell you. You can do it. Huh? Even when the doctor's got all kind of tubes on it, I'm looking at this and say, you can do it. Lord Jesus, you can do it. Huh? You can do it. Oh, I don't see how, but oh well, but he can do it. I don't know how he's going to do it either, but I know he can do it. But you just got to be willing. You got to be willing to roll from where you are.
Right.
Huh? You got to say, well, I can't get up like the normal people get up. Well, you got to get up best way you can. How can you do it? I can roll. Say, I can't even roll. Well, you can roll me. Roll me. Roll me on into that wheelchair on that cot. See, we're living sophisticated now because we got wheelchairs. But I'm trying to let you know, you better wake up out of sleep. See, you got to have that kind of faith that if not a wheelchair to be found, if they could put you on a cot. Huh? What is a cot? Just a flat, no comfortable bed. A flat surface. Just put me on a cot. And carry me to Jesus. By any means necessary. That's what the kind of faith Jesus is looking for. That's the kind of faith that moved Jesus. He's not looking for convenient faith. We be moving when it's convenient. We be down there, be on our knees. We got eight pillars. Eight pillars. Upper room, they had no pillars. 9 out of 10, it was just dirt.
Yeah.
But they were on their dirt floor, crying out to Jesus.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
They weren't worried about their clothes. I know when the Holy Ghost, if the Holy Ghost hit them like he hit me,
Jesus.
Ain't no doubt they were rolling on them floors. Huh? Folk told them they was drunk. They was out of control. Peter said, these not drunk like you think. Huh? But this is the power of the Holy Ghost. Huh? Come on, saints, in order for us to get that power, we got to move ourselves out the way. I mean, every aspect of ourselves, we got to move it out of the way. Just don't move self out the way when you come to church. You got to move it out the way when you're at home. Huh? You got to move self out of the way. Huh? Even when you on public transportation, isn't that what our sister said? Even when the folk don't speak to you, you gotta move self out of the way and say, I have Jesus. And Jesus gave me the mind to say, hello. How are you doing, right? Jesus gave me that mind. Jesus gave me the mind to open up the door for folk. Even when I don't say thank you. Jesus gave me the mind to do that, right? Jesus gave me the mind to be kind and smile. Huh? Ain't nothing gay about me. Huh? See, a lot of folks think you're not a man unless you keep your face all twisted up angry. Ain't nothing gay about me because I'm happy. Huh? I'm glad I got Jesus. Huh? What you always smiling? What you laughing so loud for? Because I'm glad I got Jesus. Because you want to come to work sad and depressed? Stay where you are. I'm glad I have Jesus. I had a co-worker come tell me something. You be laughing so loud. We hear you all down the hallway. Yes. Yes, I'm glad I have Jesus. Because you sad and depressed.
That's it.
Huh?
That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
That's just how it be. Yes. Yeah. If you got to be shush, don't tell me. If you got to be shush, don't tell me. Huh? I don't want everybody to know my business. You have no business. You have zero business. Everything you think people don't know, they already knew. You just found out about it. They already knew that about you already. You just found out about it. Right. Amen. I didn't mean to get off track, but we need to know who Jesus is. Stop letting the devil rob your brain. Stop letting him get all up in your thoughts. And bring clouds of darkness there. Clearly see that Jesus is God. Clearly proclaim it. Be glad that you know his name. Huh? Come on. I'm going to stop pulling you by the coattail. I'm letting you go long enough. I'm going to stop pulling you by the coattail. You say, oh, God, God, God. I'm going to say, hold up. Who is God?
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
I'm so sorry. No, you ain't got nothing to apologize to me. You disrespecting Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to wake you up out of sleep. Stop disrespecting him.
Yeah.
God gave himself a name. I didn't give him that name. He gave himself a name, which is above what?
Every name.
Do y'all believe that?
Yes.
Don't be ashamed of it then. Don't be ashamed of it. You say, well, oh, that hymnal song, it say God, God, God. Well, we know who he is. We know who he is. We know that Jesus Christ is God. And we praise his name, right? Come on, don't be ashamed of it. You eat your food this afternoon, before you say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this food that I'm about to receive. Use it for the nourishment of my body, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for my house. You see all this rain, and you don't see no water spots on your ceiling?
Right.
You're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for keeping the rain on the outside.
Right.
Keeping a part of my house intact
that
I do not see, right? Amen. I thank him even when I see the water spots. Because that let me know, Lord saying, I'm showing you an area that need to be fixed. I thank you, Jesus. Huh? Now when I see, I say, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Jesus, you got to make a way. I see it. I see it, Lord, but you got to make a way. Come on. Is that the truth? The Lord, I believe him too, sister.
Amen.
I believe him too. Lord, you need to make a way. Lord, I need you to make a way. I need you to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Huh? We done came all this way without selling a chicken gizzard. Huh? We ain't sold not one chicken gizzard. Y'all know gizzard ain't that much. Maybe I should say a chicken foot. Because ain't that much meat on that foot. Huh? Huh? That's right, we ain't sold a chicken foot. But the Lord has provided. When you look at everything, the Lord has provided. Huh? Come on, even this furniture, the Lord did this. We had to go way over into Jersey to find this stuff. These offering tables. And the Lord closed up one building. The brother said, you tell me what you want. I said, man, I already done looked at the price. I said, man, we can give you $200. He said, come pick it up. I said, whoa, who in the world get pulpit furniture and all of them black cushion chairs for $200? She ain't know nothing about that. Yeah, Lord closed up one place. One church closed up. Huh? And man, brother, Lord let us come in contact long enough to where he knew what I was trying to do. See, I got some church furniture, and I knew I'd been looking. I've been looking. Chairs by themselves is $1,000-something. Chairs by themselves are $1,000-something. Now, I said, we sure would like to have some. We had some kitchen table, kitchen furniture.
Yeah.
That lady, that sister brought us, she had some kitchen, her dining room tables reupholstered for us. Sister Fletcher, and we had those in the pulpit for a long little while. And we was just glad. I was just back there sitting in that dining room table, that dining room chair. Glad about Jesus. I wasn't concerned about that chair. Folks looked at me and said, y'all out to have something. Nah, I have what Jesus gave me. And I'm glad. All I'm concerned with is, have you got on your knees and cried out to Jesus?
Yes.
Huh? Have you received the Holy Ghost? That's all I'm worried about. I ain't worried about no furniture. This stuff means nothing to me. I'm worried about your soul, right?
That's right.
Lord, let us go years with that. And Lord bless that brother. He said, I'm trying to get rid of this furniture. And he said, how much are you trying? He said, you tell me the price. I said, brother, I said, to be honest, we can only afford $200. He said, come pick it up. I said, woo, thank you, Jesus. Pulpit, we got this. So all these chairs, not the table, these came from Jersey. These came from Jersey. It was this pulpit, those chairs, and all them black. We had been sitting on them blue metal chairs for years, right? You know, That brother, he received the Holy Ghost. He would take them chairs and crumble them down like a pretzel. But we just take the crumble chair and move out the way and give him another one. Say, crumble another one, brother. Call Jesus, right? I'm trying to tell you what you got to go through. You just keep on going through, right? Lord gave us some cushion chairs and we were sitting high. We had nice cushion chairs and we were just sitting. Lord said, I ain't through yet. Lord bless us for coming to this building. And I couldn't see how we was going to do this. Lord blessed us. Came in here. Lord gave our brother strength. Yeah, I'm talking about strength. All during the night while we were at home sleep, he was tearing down. Trying to get things ready. Trying to get things ready for the next crew to come in. And when the next crew came in, he came and watched them. Make sure they was doing what they were supposed to do. Then they did their little thing. And they said, well, we could pay, y'all could pay a little extra for us to insulate. His brother said, no, we got this. Me and Dick got it. We got our staple guns. And with the staples, he said, man, y'all put up all that insulation? Yes, now keep moving. Next project, keep moving. Keep it moving, right? We done put up all the sheetrock. Surely y'all going to need somebody to paint. Nope, we can do it ourselves. We can do it ourselves. We got them rollers, all of the saints. We had those that were amongst us that didn't want to participate. And they did not participate. But they were onlookers. And the Lord said when that branch refused to bear fruit, he said, I will cut it off. He will cut you off, right? You don't want to do? This is the Lord's house. You ain't hurting me. Lord knows we got in here and we painted. And we painted. We did some cleaning. We got the sisters got down there. I remember she got that heating gun. She was in the men's bathroom. That wasn't even the women's bathroom. She was in the men's bathroom with that old putty knife and that heat gun. Scraping. Trying to get these floors. I'm trying to tell you, through much sweat. Folk can come in here now and say, oh, y'all could have been doing this. You don't know the background of this.
Right.
You just hold your peace until the Lord open up a door for you to prove yourself. Come on. Yes, he will. He will open up a door for you to do what? Prove yourself. Now, what you going to do? When they put the hammer into your hand? Are you going to say, I don't know how to do this. I don't want to do all that kind of work. Y'all have to hire somebody. Never mind. Don't worry about it. Give it back to me. We know how to do this. Come on. The Lord heard our cry concerning them leaves. Was it real? Yes, it was real. But the Lord knew we would get right back up there all the time and push them leaves off that roof over and over. We had to spend money. Lord bless us to get a couple of dollars. We said, well, man, can you do this? That man got, he climbed up into the trees, cut all the branches down on our side, then all back there, right? I'm trying to tell you how Jesus worked. Then he said, well, we knew we had to get that sidewalk. He said, I can do it. I'll do it. I'll fix the sidewalk, and I'll fix the cracks that is in the back. I said, well, go ahead, brother. You want to go and do it? I'm trying to tell you how the Lord worked. We ain't heard from him since.
That's right.
I'm trying to tell you how the Lord will raise up people to do for you.
That's right.
That you don't even know they exist. Then after the work was done on this side, Lord said, I ain't done yet. I'm going to make those that were resistant.
Yep.
I mean, they were resistant. The whole concept of the trees, I remember talking to the guy when we moved around. He said, you got to take care of what's on your side and do not put nothing on my side of the fence. They're your trees.
Yeah.
They're your leaf. Don't you throw a thing on my side of the fence. It's all yours. Amen. Lord said, I know how to change Pharaoh's heart.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes. And when I change it, I do it well.
Right.
Huh? You look over there, you don't see no trees. Come on, y'all understand this? I was telling Dick the other day, I said, Dick, we ain't even got to go up on the roof no more. I went up there on Friday. I went up there on Friday. Think I said, well, Dick, I was looking at that gut and I think the water. I went up there Friday. I said, Dick, ain't nothing up here, man. I just threw the little twigs on down and I looked over. I said, what, Dick? No, he said, thank you, Jesus, Elder Scott. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Y'all don't understand the sweat. Having to clean up all them leaves from over that driveway. Amen. In his old age. Get out there and turn that dirt over and sweep up everything in his old age. But who gives him the strength? Y'all understand that sense? So whatever you can put your hands to do, do it. Prove yourself to the Lord. You're not proving it to me. In him I live, I move, and I have my being. He is the length of my days. He's appointed my bounds that I cannot. He give me a set time to work. Is that the truth? He give you a set time on this earth to work. Now, are you going to work for yourself, or you're going to work to give him the glory and the honor that he is due? Don't worry about food and money. Lord, know what you have need of. For you even ask.